Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Because Alaska Senator Laura Reinbold has been barred, at least for right now, from flying Alaska Airlines, she had to find an alternative means of getting to the state capitol as the legislative session is currently going on. And according to the Associated Press, she drove through part of Canada and had to take a ferry in order to reach the state's capital over the weekend after the airline group Alaska Airlines suspended her from its flights for what they called her continued refusal to comply with employee instruction regarding the current mask policy. On Monday, Reinbold described the two-day trip as smooth yet adventuresome, saying that she saw whales and caribou. She also said she had a new appreciation for the state's ferry system. Lawmakers are currently in session in Juneau, which is accessible only by air or water. And Alaska Airlines, by the way, is the only commercial air carrier currently flying between Juneau and Anchorage. In speaking with radio station KVNT's The Tom Anderson Show on Monday, Senator Reinbold said,
"I did wear a mask on the flight. I know that the story is being twisted. Even with the mask exemption, again, I wore it in the waiting area. I wore it right after the agent told me. I wore it in the waiting area. I wore it on the plane. So this story is really getting, a different portrayal than what actually happened. It's a temporary until things are looked into. So that's why I didn't think it was fair that they made this judgment, knowing that I'm a senator."
In a statement, Alaska Airlines said federal law requires all guests to wear a mask over their nose and their mouth at all times during travel, including throughout the flight, during boarding and planing, and while traveling through an airport. An Alaska Airlines spokesperson said the suspension took effect Friday. It was unclear how long that might last. Spokesman said a suspension is considered temporary until a safety and security team further reviews evidence in the matter. Further, through an email to the Associated Press, the spokesperson said a temporary suspension can then become a permanent one for the duration of the mask enforcement policy. The housing market is booming across Anchorage and the Kenai Peninsula, which is helping boost the economy during the coronavirus pandemic. Across many local streets and areas, you can see for sale and sold signs. Jenny Schwartz, realtor for Keller Williams Realty Alaska Group, says,
"I think that people are scrambling right now. They've got that kind of fear of missing out. Rates are great. I can afford more. I've got this. You know, things are kind of starting to stabilize and normalize."
On average, there are 50% fewer homes listed on the market compared to previous years, according to data from Alaska Multiple Listing Service. The months of February and March generally see inventory growth, according to the stats. But this year, there was an inventory decline. And with less inventory, sellers are getting multiple offers. Adam Holzer, real estate agent with eXp Realty Alaska, says,
"As soon as a house is going on the market, they're going into bidding wars where, you know, maybe one to two offers would normally roll in. People are seeing five, six, seven, eight and more offers coming in."
He says that sometimes these houses can go for up to $25,000 more than what the seller was expecting. Both Schwartz and Holzer says the contributing factor to people wanting to upgrade to a bigger, better home is the low loan interest rates. The rates change daily and vary from person to person, but those interested in what the interest rates they qualify for should call a loan officer for more information. According to MLS statistics, in the last 6 months, the average home was in the market for 47 days. Audio courtesy of Alaska's news source. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.